Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is my 31st Christmas sermon. And after a while, I start casting about of what to speak on, and we speak on so many familiar themes, joy and peace especially. I remember my very first sermon. They made the mistake of having a video camera there. And I got so caught up because I was wearing a pretty dress and I saw this video camera and I had notes at that time. So I thought, well, reading notes is so passé, so I went around the pulpit so that I could be seen and promptly forgot everything I was going to say. So there was a lot of gesturing and a lot of humming and puffing, and I have no idea what I said. I remember seeing it a few years after the fact, and I think I burned that tape. What do you say at Christmas when you said so many things for so long? I actually found a new Christmas story this year. And it's from the book of Isaiah. Now, when we read that passage in Isaiah about us having a child born, it's so familiar to us that we skim past one particular piece of it. How many of you know, and I won't ask for hands, I know if there's ministers here, you'll know it. How many of us know what the day of Midian is? Have you ever heard of the day of Midian? Isaiah said that this child that's to be born will bring peace as on the day of Midian. You have to go way back in the book of Judges. There was a time in Israel's history where they were economically and socially and in every way possibly politically oppressed. If they tried to grow their crops, people called the Midianites would swarm down and destroy their crops and take everything with them. They were taxed out of existence. When people wanted to make some crops or do anything, they'd have to do it in secret and hope that the Midianites would not steal what was theirs. It was a terrible time. And the people cried out for a conqueror, cried out for someone who would help them. And God heard them, and he came to a man named Gideon and said, "You're going to lead my people out." And Gideon was having none of it. So he started bargaining with God and hemming and hawing, and, "Are you really sure that it's me? I don't think it's me." But after a while, God convinced Gideon that he was the one, he was going to be with him, and he was going to lead the people. So the first thing Gideon did was call out an army together. Now, the people of Israel had been oppressed for so long that they couldn't wait to take up arms. He had no problem amassing an army. People were brave, and they wanted to throw off this oppression. And God looked down and said, no. There's too many soldiers. You see, if all of you go into battle and win, you're going to forget that I did this. So he said, send few home, send that one home, send this one home. By the time it was done, they had 300 soldiers against the entire Midianite army. And it even gets more ridiculous than that. They were told not to have spears and swords. They were told to hold lanterns up, break them, make a racket, and shout out on the top of their lungs, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." They did that. The Midianite army thought that there was a horde of soldiers, and they ran. And that's how the battle was won. The Midianites ran away. But what's even more remarkable about this story is the next day, the Midianites did not regroup and come out again, or the next week, or the next month. It is said that the people of Israel had peace for decades. And Isaiah says that this new child will give peace eternally. And when you think of the Christmas story, it's equally as ridiculous. Because we have this infant born to impoverished parents who had to flee their country in the middle of the night. We have a man who was raised in obscurity, and he did not save the people from the Roman Empire. But every Christmas we come together and we talk about the Prince of Peace, and that if we follow God's peaceable kingdom, there will be peace on earth. And we sing the songs of peace, and we ask for a day of Midian, a day of deliverance, a day when peace will come. Do you need a day of Midian in your life? There's a story about a famous author. Her name was Catherine Marshall. Some of you might have read her book, Christie. She was a very famous author. She was widowed at a young age and then started writing. And after a while, she remarried. And she remarried a man who had three children. One of the children was a girl. She was 12 years old, and she was having none of having a stepmother. She did not like Catherine, and Catherine did not like her. They resented each other. And that home was a battlefield. And when her daughter Linda grew up, Linda shook off any type of faith, any type of good, wholesome life. She joined the drug-addled culture, and it made Catherine Marshall even angrier at her stepdaughter. And one time, Catherine was reading of the Bible, as she was wont to do, and she read about forgiveness, and she read about God's peace, and she thought, I have to figure this out. Why am I so angry at this girl? So being a writer, she started to write about all the things she had against her stepdaughter. She filled 3 pages single space. And after she did that, she gave it up to God. She said, I have to give this resentment up to God. I have to give all that I have against her up to God. And soon after that, Catherine Marshall and her daughter had a day of Midian, and they were reconciled. You know what happened to the daughter? She's a minister today. You see, when Jesus brings peace, it's a lasting peace. Peace in our homes, peace in our lives, peace in our community. We want a day of Midian. Every generation wants a day of Midian where God brings lasting peace. It starts with us. The Christmas story is a story of peace. It's a story how God restores us, like on the day of Midian. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the day of Midian that we've experienced in our homes, for those times of rescue that we have seen from your generous hand. And we ask, O Lord, that you would plant the spirit of peace inside of us this Christmas day. In Jesus' name, amen.